under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Mary's at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we'll be talking about the pride flag that's flying over Jacksonville. Did you know that? Did you know that our wonderful mayor, the socialist, Marxist, Democratic mayor that we have in the city of Jacksonville, Donna Deegan, praised the LGBTQ sodomite community, took part last year as the Grand Wizard, or whatever it's called, of the sodomite parade, and now has decided that she'd be the first mayor to literally, embrace and celebrate the sodomite lifestyle by flying the flag, the sodomite flag, over the city of Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, our city will not allow the Trump flags to be flown. Will not allow, in most cases, the Christian flag to be flown. But in many places, they're not allowed to even fly the American flag in our city. I know of some places of business had to go through some special legislation to be able to get approval to put in a flagpole with the U.S. flag on it. Some homeowners associations will not allow the Christian flag or the U.S. flag or Trump flag to be flown on the front yards of the homes in those areas. But yet we've got the sodomite flag flowing over at City Hall, the sodomite flag, the LGBTQ pride flag that now is waving over the city of Jacksonville. Let me cut through the chase so that you'll know where we're going. God cannot bless a home, a city, a state, or a nation that allows the sodomite agenda to prevail and be embraced, celebrated by its leadership. And I believe that's what we see in Jacksonville. We need to talk about that today. We need to recognize that, ladies and gentlemen, our liberal mayor, Donna Deegan, proclaimed LGBTQ Pride Month in Jacksonville by flying the sodomite flag over City Hall. An article in the local rag called the newspaper said, and I quote, "Deegan is the first Jacksonville mayor to issue a Pride Month proclamation," end quote. Mayor Deegan served as the Grand Marshal of the sodomite parade last year. Donna Deegan also said, "It is with immense pride and joy that I stand before you today to celebrate the city's first official Pride Month event." Ladies and gentlemen, she further said, "I can promise you it will not be the last," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, my question that we want to deal with today, analyze, what does God say about it? What does God's word say in relationship to this? What will God do in relationship to our city as a result of the immoral, ungodly, unholy, wicked, evil leadership that's promoting and pushing the sodomite lifestyle? Where are we going as a city? Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into further monologue, I'm going to read a headline and a few paragraphs. A giant public orgy. Hear me, a giant public orgy. Reporters sickened by the gay sex acts during a pride parade. It's dated July the 1st. Our nation has been turned into a modern-day version of Sodom and Gomorrah. Over the weekend, gay pride parades were held in San Francisco and Seattle. The level of pornography and debauchery that was on full display was disgusting. In Seattle, grown men rode around on bicycles naked, literally exposing themselves to young children along the parade route. A drag queen grabbed kids and made them dance in the middle of the street with them. Boy Scout Club scouts kicked off festivities by marching through the streets with more than a dozen rainbow flags. In San Francisco, naked men performed sex acts in public in full view of children. One reporter described it as a giant public orgy. San Francisco Pride was the most shocking and disturbing event that I've ever witnessed, this writer says. Shame on every parent who brought their child to this event, and shame on any city for allowing it. What we only can describe as a giant public orgy, said the journalist Savannah Hernandez. There was also a fetish zone along the parade route where scantily dressed men were beaten with whips and someone filled an inflatable poo with urine. And it goes on with grotesque, ghastly, ungodly, unholy, immoral conversation for the balance of it as to what took place. My question is that what we want to embrace in Jacksonville? Is that what we want our city to be known for? Is that what we're willing to allow a mayor in this city to lead us into? I think it's time we consider, just as they're doing on a national level, an impeachment of a mayor. I don't know how that's done. Don't know the ramifications, the rules, the regulations, the laws, the guidelines. But I think it's time that the city of Jacksonville, as Christians, as concerned parents, as conservatives, as patriots, that we stand up and say, Donna Deegan, not on my watch, not in our city, not in Jacksonville, not before our kids and what we're doing, what you're doing for our city that will harm and destroy and bring about God's curse. Yes. Throughout Scripture, you find where any disobedience to God, knowingly, willfully, actual disobedience to God, spitting in the face of God, God would curse the city. And we're going to talk about that in this broadcast today. So I want you to understand that we're talking about a very serious thing. You might say, well, you know, nobody's been shot. Nobody's been murdered. Nobody has been beaten and robbed. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the end result of what we see happening with the sodomite lifestyle and the promulgation of that and the authorization of that, the embracing of that and the celebration of that in the city of Jacksonville is far worse in the long run. I want you to know we're on the wrong track in the city of Jacksonville under this mayor's leadership. Perhaps at the very outset you say, well, what can I do about it? You can pick up your telephone and dial the mayor's office, and certainly she will be too much above just taking a call from a nobody in the city of Jacksonville, as most politically elected people have the philosophy. But ladies and gentlemen, call, talk with the chief of staff in Donald Deegan's office and say, I am sickened about what you're doing, and I demand that you cease and desist. Publicly take a stand. Publicly take a stand. Call the city council people. Call the city councilmen in your district. Of course, we've got three flaming sodomites on the city council now. That's the reason they're pushing to extend the human reprobate ordinance that will cause Christians and pastors and churches to be persecuted and prosecuted and fined and even put in jail if you take a stand. In fact, in the new modification of the human reprobate ordinance, they call it the human rights ordinance. I call it the human reprobate ordinance. And ladies and gentlemen, with the extension of that that they're intending to push through, they put it on the calendar two or three times, pull it off, change it, pull it off, change it, delay it. I don't know the latest results. They were supposed to have voted on it this past Tuesday, and they did not. But ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to slide it under the rug in the door, in the back door in total darkness without the general public having any further input on it. But in that extension of the HRO ordinance, ladies and gentlemen, it will make it illegal for a pastor, for a Christian, for a church to say that the homosexuals are going to die and burn in the devil's hell. And that's what the scripture says. We ought not to mince words. We ought not to be ashamed or embarrassed or in some way afraid to take a stand and say what God says. And yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, Donna Deegan that is proud of her feet and doing what she's doing. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, she said, it is with immense pride and joy that I stand before you today to celebrate the city's first official Pride Month event. And allowing the sodomite LGBTQ flag to fly, over City Hall, indicating, ladies and gentlemen, to anybody that's coming into our city, anybody that sees that flag, it is an example that says the city of Jacksonville embraces and celebrates and participates in a sodomite lifestyle, which is a spit in the face of God. Now, I want to hear from you today. Silence from your phones today will indicate to me you don't care, that you're not concerned, that you're unwilling to take a stand. And that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about the mayor flying the pride flag over the city of Jacksonville? What are your thoughts from the standpoint of the mayor taking part in a pride parade, being the grand marshal? What are your thoughts? Should the mayor, our city leader that's supposed to be there to look out for and handle the well-being and the good of all the citizens, should we allow her to carve out about a 2%, maybe 3% of the city that's perverted sodomites and embrace that and celebrate that at the exclusion of Christians and conservatives and patriots in our city? It's a slap in the face of every Christian, slap in the face of every conservative in our city today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the word of God says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." What we're talking about today is the truth of the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, you might deny it, you might reject it, you might be bothered by it, you might want to try to modify it, modulate it, or change it, but it does not change the truth of the word of God. And yet, according to George Orwell, the secularist, he made the statement in the 1984 novel called 1984, the dystopian novel. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We see that to be absolutely factual today. But truth still matters. Truth matters. Whether you're in a mindset that what Donald Deegan is doing and other mayors and governors and leaders across America, what they're doing, if you want to embrace it and celebrate it and say that it's okay, it still does not negate, still does not modulate, still does not cancel or change truth. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, 55% of the millennials today say there's no absolute truth. 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. You've heard me say that many times on this broadcast. In fact, the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, said, "We believe what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real." Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, how many Christian churches do you see today standing up and saying that the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle is ungodly, unholy, and is dangerous? How many churches do you see where the pastor will stand in the pulpit and openly condemn it based on the word of God? How many city councilmen do we have that will stand and confront Donna Deegan with what she's doing as the mayor of our city and embracing and celebrating the sodomite lifestyle? Why don't we have a day or week or month that we celebrate to murder? It's sin. Why don't we have a month of celebrating the adulterous lifestyle of heterosexuals? Why don't we have a whole month of celebrating the sin of theft, the sin of robbery, the sin of lying? Why don't we do that? Why don't we carve out an ungodly, unholy, immoral sin like sodomy? By the way, some get a little uptight with that word. The word homosexual is not in the scripture, but sodomy and sodomites in the scripture 38 times. So I'm just using a God word, the biblical term, for what we're seeing today. I go back to the truth that we need to stand for. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the Christian church in America today will be judged by God based on whether or not we are willing to stand for truth, whether we're willing to stand for truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. Are we willing to stand for truth? It's what we're doing in this broadcast every day, standing for truth. Truth is not to be modulated. You can't change it, modify it. You can't take a half-truth and some way change it and say that it's a whole truth. It is not. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time can answer your questions, provide the equipment for the hurricane preparedness and with the power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Yep, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flag and flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Our telephone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. Do you think that we have an egregious problem in the city of Jacksonville? Should the city of Jacksonville be like Fort Lauderdale and other major cities that Donna Deegan talked about in the newspaper article? In fact, let's see. Donna Deegan said this about other cities. She said that Jacksonville is just rating 76% when other cities have a rating of up to 100% in the LGBTQ sodomite. She didn't say sodomite, but in the LGBTQ agenda. And she talks about wanting to increase where Jacksonville stands and what Jacksonville is doing and how Jacksonville ought to be in the top of the list as the other cities. I don't care what other cities are doing. I don't care how wretched and ruinous they are as far as their morals and ethics and values. I'm concerned about what's happening in the city of Jacksonville. I'm concerned that we seem to be on the fast track of destroying the morals and ethics and values. Where's the recognition, ladies? Listen, with this being done, where's the recognition of morals and ethics and values, Christian values in our city? She is operating on the basis that it seems to me, my most humble opinion, that she could care less about what you think or I think morally and ethically and values that we hold so near and dear called biblical values. And yet she is doing this in the face of the Christians and the conservatives in the city of Jacksonville. We have a caller on the line. Give me the question to comment, please.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I just had a couple questions, and then I'll hang up and listen to your response. I mean, America is supposed to be democratic and majority rules and all that, and I don't understand how all this can happen. I mean, from the outside looking in, if you ask somebody that's not in America, it appears that 80% of our population is homosexual. I mean, how do they have that much control when less than 5% of the population of America is there?
Rick, you're probably exactly right. In fact, the latest statistical data on that subject, even across America in the survey, about 10 years ago, it was running less than 1%. About 8 years ago, it's about 1.5%. And more recently, it's less than 4% across America that embrace the sodomite lifestyle. And yet it seems as though it is dominant in our nation and getting more and more so in the city of Jacksonville and other cities across America. And it's because the politicians are afraid to stand. Just as the politicians are afraid to stand against the Black Lives Matter movement, the politicians are afraid to stand against the Palestinian, i.e., the Islamic jihadist movement today in America. The politicians are fearful of their seat of being reelected, and so they will not grow a spine and take a stand against these immoral, ungodly, unholy activists and what they're doing. And it is because many of these politicians receive their major income for reelection from organizations as the LGBTQ community. Listen, across America, the sodomites have organized for about the past 50 years. The sodomites have organized, so they got corporate entities, 501c3 organizations, that's nonprofit organizations, for each umbrella, for each state. And then for each city or county, they have another sub-organization, LGBTQ organization, that is also 501c3. They're well-funded, well-heeled, and have powerful influence in the halls and the city halls across America. So it's something we need to be concerned about, but we ought not to bow to it, Rick. We ought to take a stand and say, no, no, no. And for every person, city councilman, any city councilman, listen, and we've got 19 in the city of Jacksonville, and we've got about three of them, they're either in-your-face sodomites or closet sodomites that's pushing now, along with three others. Out of the 19, six city council people are pushing the sodomite extension bill that will make it illegal for a Christian to take a stand publicly against the homosexual movement. It will make it illegal for a Christian to say anything about Allah or Muhammad being false gods and things that we need to take a stand on causes Christians to be fearful and go in the closet. Go ahead with your thoughts, Rick.
Well, exactly what the statistics that you broke out, as well as the younger generation, they're succumbing to the influence as well, because you said 55%, I believe. And thank you for pointing it out and being bold on the radio to explain this, but it's just amazing to me. And it may be Satanistic influence, I'm sure it is, changing where, 4% or less, or whatever you said, can influence the whole United States. It's just wrong, and you're right.
Rick, I'm reading from a booklet that's on that subject that's recently been published. The title of it, Can Christian Church Affirm the LGBTQ? And it's a question mark. And I'm looking at page 7, and it's this statement. The LGBTQ movement is a group of people that represent a small minority of the population. Despite this, they have well organized into a powerful lobbyist group that wields great influence over government officials to change their laws. Even medical professionals turn a blind eye to the scientific fact that there's no queer DNA gene, which biologically determines that people are born queer. The LGBTQ movement linked to themselves, likened themselves with the civil rights movement to gain more support. But the LGBTQ group, though a minority, is now put in the position of wanting to be comparable to the Black Lives Matter, white people, or any other race. Race is unchangeable and not subject to choice. And it goes on and on. A booklet is about 35 pages, very, very well written on the subject. But that answers the question, because one of the things that we see happening is across America, city, states, and our national leadership petrified to stand against the sodomite movement. And Rick, one of the major things that's so egregious in my mind is the fact that when they embrace the sodomite lifestyle, they're literally spitting in the face of God, literally challenging the authority of God, literally saying that God made a mistake when God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Somehow, some way, there's the mindset that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, and by the way, Rick, it is built on a lie. In fact, back in the early 1970s, the sodomite movement, it was called just the homosexual movement then, said we want to just be left alone. We don't want to push our values. We just want to be left alone. It's a vast difference today, because in their movement, they're wanting to destroy any resemblance of a rejection of and refusal to embrace and celebrate their lifestyle. And I'm amazed at any city council person. I'm amazed at Donna Deegan and the wickedness of the heart that will allow her to do this in the city of Jacksonville, somehow, some way, as I would call it, scrubbing the nose and the face of the Christian in the mire of this Sodomite lifestyle that she now embraces and celebrates. So, Rick, perhaps yes, people are asking the question, what should we do? I believe everyone listening to the sound of my voice today needs to get on the telephone and call Donna Deegan's office. And if you don't do anything but talk with a voice machine, is leave the word that we are embarrassed by what you're doing in destroying the morals, ethics, and values in our city. And challenge them. One of the things that I find, Rick, that is so egregious, Christians are silent. Christians have the philosophy that we ought not talk about those things. We ought to just talk about Jesus. And yet we find the name of Jesus cannot be proclaimed in a city hall meeting. You cannot pray in Jesus' name. You cannot suggest that we open the scripture and read the scripture in a city opening city hall meeting. But yet you can push the Sodomite lifestyle. In our schools, we have the drag queen shows. We have in our schools the Sodomite agenda of sexualizing and weaponizing sex in the lives of the kids, and we wonder why so many of them are going astray today. It is playing into the hands of a satanic, demonic movement.
You're right, but the only place where the Christians will speak up, though, is in church. But and let me bring up a point like that, because if somebody comes into church and their appearance and the act of homosexual and everything, so many of our churches will say, hey, you're not welcome here. But really, Jesus, everybody is welcome there. It's all a sin. If you depend on that to act out that and choose to be your lifestyle, I mean, you're still welcome in the church. You won't be placed in a member of leadership or anything like that, just like you wouldn't an adulteress or any other type of sin. Just like he's mentioned earlier about, hey, let's have a month full of sinners, or let's have a month for, you know, murderers. It's sin, and we all have sins. But to take this like this is just so different, and we are blind to it, or we're not saying anything. You're right.
Absolutely. Rick, here's the point. There's so many people that say, well, we're all sinners, and we are. But the sin of sodomy is the only sin that is an abomination in the nostrils of God, so much so that he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, according to Genesis 19, verse 24 and following. And as a result of that, and you find in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, where the Bible says that God has given them over, speaking of the Sodomites, given them over. It's the word balo. He's cast them out to a reprobate man.
Yes, sir.
And yet we're trying to say that it's okay in our schools. It's okay. In fact, it is sad to find that the Pope Francis, for example, he says, the laws around the world criminalizing LGBTQ people is not right. Persons with homosexual tendencies are children of God. God loves them. God accompanies them. Condemning a person that is sin, criminalizing people with homosexual tendencies, is injustice and sin. Goes on to say, as a biblical scholar, I would suggest that church leaders who use their cultures and theology to exclude homosexuals do not read the scripture carefully. Instead, they allow the parochial fears to distort them, seeking to find the Bible-proof text to support their exclusion. This whole article is where a person is writing it from the standpoint that the churches ought not to exclude the Sodomites. Listen very carefully. God loves everybody, but he hates the sin. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come together to exhort one another in Christ to worship the Lord. When we go out of the church, we go out to witness and to win and to bring those into the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is no place for the Sodomite to be embraced, to be celebrated. If that person wants to come and sit on and be convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit of God and say yes to Jesus Christ, fine. But if they come to flaunt themselves, and if they come to a church and they are embraced by the church, I'd be frightened to death to see that taking place in the church, and the Sodomites go into the girls' bathroom or the boys' bathrooms and recruit in those bathrooms. The church is responsible for that.
I agree.
We need to be very, very careful with what we do and call it, we're loving everybody, let everybody walk through the door. You wouldn't let a shooter with AK-47 walk in the door, because it's that dangerous. Rick, our time is up for this part of the hour, but thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WAT.